Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. Some of the current consumer thinking about beef. We'll talk about that right after this.
Breaking news. The FDA has approved Baytro 100 injectable enrofloxacin for BRD metaphylaxis in high-risk cattle. I repeat, Baytro 100 is...
No!
Baytro 100...
No!
Can I help you?
Yeah, I got a question.
And you are...
The interrupting cow. From the joke, you know, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Moo! So Baytro 100 can now be used to control nasty BRD bacteria in high-risk cattle on arrival?
Yes.
And Baytro 100 can still be used to pull and treat, too?
Yes.
Wow, that's big news. I gotta tell all the new calves about this. Hey, guys, moo!
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 Baytro 100, right the first time. For more information or to obtain a product label, contact your veterinarian, your Bayer sales representative, or visit Baytro100.com. Baytro 100 is for use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited.
No.
A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
No.
For a lot of years, the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff has been following exactly the attitude consumers have about beef. What they like about beef, what they dislike, how they prefer it. All these trends are gradually changing and have been over the years on a fairly consistent basis. Executive Chef Dave Zeno tells us about the trends that we've seen here in 2012 as opposed to, say, 5 or 10 years ago and what the research data is currently showing us.
One of the interesting factors I found was is that from 2002 to 2012, more people are eating beef steaks in that medium rare to medium range, which pleases me because I know that's where you're going to get that best beef eating experience. And more people are eating ground beef in burgers at 160 and above, which also pleases me because we know that all bacteria is eliminated at 160 degrees. So throughout the years, I think we've seen some really positive changes.
One of the things we're seeing in the latest consumer research, according to Executive Chef Dave Zeno, is the fact that there's a lot more interest in ethnic foods out there by consumers. They like their beef in a lot of different ways, he says.
And in terms of ethnic foods, American or local food is still the most popular, followed by Italian, then Mexican. But even we saw jumps in folks liking Vietnamese food more and Japanese food. Every ethnic category, there was a jump in liking. So, and what that tells me is that I think people are just a little more food savvy now.
Beef is not just a center of the plate item with a lot of these ethnic foods, but it is a key ingredient in a lot of cases. And Dave Zeno says that's good news for the cattle industry to see consumers enjoying beef in so many varied and different ways. He also says it's important for the Beef Checkoff to develop a better understanding of consumer preferences and the trends as they develop down through the years.
There's no sense in doing research like this unless you follow it. So, I mean, it really helps us kind of hone in on the recipes and the new products that we're developing for consumers.
Executive Chef Dave Zeno, who says while consumers are utilizing beef in some different ways these days and are actually looking at beef differently than maybe they did 5 or 10 or 20 years ago, most certainly, at the same time, it's very important to understand and realize that the consumers are still looking for that great eating experience every time. That's not changed down through the years. And one of the things that brings people back to beef on an ongoing basis and has for a long, long time, the great taste of beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Neighbors, Dr. Barry and Roxanne Pollard want to invite you to Pollard Farms 15th Annual Production Sale coming up Sunday, August 26, 105 Angus lots to be sold in Wacomas at 12 noon on that Sunday, featuring donor dams and elite genetic matings, fall and spring ET heifers, spring pairs, spring bred heifers, fall bred cows and heifers. For information, give them a call 580-758-1464 for Pollard Farms or go to their website, pollardfarms.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.